Great Australian Scams, Cons and Rorts. Written and read by Jim Haynes. Australian history is almost always picturesque. Indeed, it is so curious and strange that it is itself the chiefest novelty the country has to offer. And so it pushes the other novelties into second and third place. It does not read like history, but like the most beautiful lies. And all of a fresh new sort, no mouldy old stale ones. It is full of surprises and adventures and incongruities and contradictions and incredibilities, but they're all true. They all happened. Mark Twain, Following the Equator. Whenever I told anyone I was writing about Australian scams, cons and rorts during the time that I was researching and writing this collection, the most common comment was something along the lines of, "Well, there's no shortage of material there," or, "You'll have plenty to choose from." It seems that many Australians are of the opinion that our nation has a particularly rich history of deceitful behaviour, cunning plans to relieve the gullible of their hard-earned cash, and imaginative and risky schemes designed and carried out with a certain particularly Australian panache and daring. Perhaps it is so, although I'm quite sure every nation has its fair share of risk-taking, daring and imaginative scammers and conmen. When our national character is discussed, much is often made of our convict beginnings. And it is true that European settlement in Australia began with Sydney Cove being used as a dumping ground for the unwanted criminal elements of British society. This undeniable historic fact has been used to explain many elements of our national character, including our tolerance of alcohol, a tendency to bend the rules here and there, and the belief that everyone deserves a fair go. Whether these traits are part of any real national character or not is a very moot point. Perhaps this mythical Australian character is something we'd like to believe. Perhaps it is merely part of the romance of the past. Still, it is fascinating to read Mark Twain's assessment of Australia at the end of the 19th century, and I suspect he was onto something. When Twain visited and made his observations, the European history of Australia was just a century old. The unmistakable influence of transportation, exploration, and the discovery of gold were still very much a part of the society he experienced, analysed, and enjoyed. There are themes that run through the stories in this collection, yet I didn't set out to collect and relate the stories with any particular themes or subjects in mind. I simply looked for entertaining examples of clever and deceitful behaviour. One odd thing I noticed about the conmen I chose to write about is that so many were really big men. Lawrence Hargraves, George Cochrane and Harry Redford all stood over 6'2", 190 centimetres, and the Tichborne claimant weighed almost 26 stone, 170 kilograms. On the other hand, Peter St. Albans weighed about 32 kilograms and Jack De Garis was 4'11" tall, 149 centimetres. They were all, however, larger than life in some way or another. On a more serious note, I found that certain subjects, social issues and personality traits turned up again and again, especially events to do with gold, art, forgery and horses, as well as themes of opportunity, rebellious spirit and class struggle. I'm sure that these things are not specifically unique to our national spirit and history, but I suspect that the combination of these elements is often especially Australian. I'll leave you to decide.